want a break for now?
Yes, I need a break.
Break?
Yeah.
Break, I'm going to break. Okay.
Welcome back. We are now calling number 23393 from Groton. Good afternoon, would you identify yourself for the record?
I'm Deputy Chief Paul Gately, G-A-T-E-L-Y.
And your witness?
Officer Chris Banks.
Which is easy to spell?
Yes.
Okay, a brief statement from both sides?
The appellant applied for a pistol permit with our town on September 21st, 2022. Officer Banks conducted an investigation review and information that he discovered, namely a previous revocation of a pistol permit and a previous protective order, was denied on the application by the appellate, and therefore we denied the application.
And your brief statement, sir?
just that it was a complete misunderstanding on my behalf that I could say no to those two questions because those charges were dropped. And I had asked the judge and the state's attorney very emphatically many times to the point where they were getting annoyed at me. If I ever had to bring this up, discuss it, document it ever again, because frankly it was an embarrassing situation, I never wanted to talk about it again. I had never been in trouble with the law up to that point in my life. I had no concerns if that my application would have been rejected had I put yes, because I had my permit before, during, and after that incident occurred. I became employed with... Okay, I'll leave it there.
Save it for a
okay.
Minute.
Can I just, you're residing in Groton?
Yes.
That's correct, because I saw on our initial questionnaire there was a Griswold address.
I applied in Groton, moved to Griswold for a short period, moved back to Groton.
And you're in the right Groton, correct?
Yes, town of Groton.
Okay, that was my question.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Just checking.
So your case, sir?
All right. I completed the investigation. I took in the appellant's application, which, as Deputy Chief Gately noted, the questions were noted as no to ever been having a permit revoked or ever having a protective order within the last 5 years, regardless of the outcome of any criminal case. During the intake process, it was noted by the appellant that he had previously had a permit, but it had lapsed. To confirm this, I contacted State Licensing and Firearms, which I received a reply from Sergeant Bryn Maurice, who advised me that their agency revoked the appellant's pistol permit on 8/1/2019, stemming from an arrest where a protective order was issued. This was the only information that I was able to obtain regarding both an arrest or that a protective order was issued where the appellant was a respondent, both of which were inconsistent with the appellant's sworn answers to the DPS application form. My investigation was forwarded on to the chief's office, which made the determination for denial.
Do you have questions to ask him?
No, and I completely understand the reasoning for the denial, but it was, again, based on a misunderstanding on my behalf. I actually tried to remedy this situation with Chief Fasaro before coming to this point. I don't know if my information ever made it to the chief. But again...
Hold off a bit. We'll give you a chance in a minute.
Okay.
Right now, it's just, do you have questions of them?
No, I don't have any questions.
Questions from the board?
Just a couple quick ones.
Of course.
We don't have the application
okay.
in our packet, so...
Sure.
The date of the protective order?
So that was not noted on the application. This
yep.
is in my report. And this is only information I received from Sergeant Brianna Maurice from State Licensing and Firearms, and that was on 8/1/2019. That's when they denied the permit. I have no other...
It was revoked.
That's when they revoked the permit based on an arrest or a protective order was issued. I do not have, based on the... I'm guessing that case is statutorily not being unavailable. I do not know when it occurred.
So their revocation date was 8/1/2019, and it was pretty contemporaneous to when the protective order was issued?
Sure.
Okay, so, and he applied in...
The application, my investigation was on 9/28. It must have been a couple days before that, sir.
About 9/21, 22.
9/21.
22?
22.
So about 3 years.
About 3 years.
So he had another 2 years within the...
Correct, sir.
Yep.
Any other questions? Okay, now you're
good. So just to further state, it was a misunderstanding on my part. I obviously didn't know the difference between expunged and charges dropped. What I was going to say afterwards was, while I still had my original permit, I became employed with Brink Security, which I'm pretty sure they do a pretty extensive background. You have to carry a firearm. I was their vault manager. You handle hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that further strengthened my understanding that I never had to discuss this. I didn't have to put on any documentation. It was just something I could forget about, and apparently it's not. So that was my reasoning for saying no to that question. It wasn't to try to do anything ill-willed or trying to get away with something. Like I said, I wasn't concerned with if I had answered yes that I would have been rejected because I had my permit given back to me after the incident. So it was a misunderstanding on my part.
So take me to the sequencing here. You had a permit.
I had my original permit. The incident occurred. My permit was temporarily revoked.
The incident occurred when?
I think he stated
2019?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was... given back to me. I completed a 12-week program to give me my permit back. I had it for couple of years after that. I became employed at Brink's, which they did their, pretty substantial background check, and it came back clean. So that, again, strengthened my belief that I didn't have to put yes to those kind of questions on anything, which in hindsight, obviously the police and the court system will have something up on record, but I wasn't thinking about that at the time, I just said. That case was dropped, not an issue.
So why were you applying again? Yeah.
It expired.
Oh, I see.
It expired. Because of the company I worked for. But I don't know what that has to do with it. But.
So how did it end up expiring then?
The company I worked for at the time dealt with renewing your guard card and your pistol permit. Somewhere along the line, they dropped the part of the pistol permit. And me and a few other people, we went into the grace period, and we were still asking what's going on with our permits. And it was always in process. I myself called the board. I don't remember who I spoke to, but I said, hey, I work for Brink's. Is there any pistol permits in process? Here's my name. She said, no, that's not happening. You need to do it yourself. At this point, the grace period came and went. So now I don't have a permit.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was reinstated. Okay.
Yeah. And I subsequently left that job because you're required to have a pistol permit.
They get to crawl.
Right, do you have questions?
I have questions. Sir, do you recall being the subject? Or, I'll take that back. Do you recall having your pistol permit revoked?
Yes.
And you say you responded no because, why did you respond no to that question on the application?
Because the state's attorney and the judge informed me that I didn't ask them specifically about a pistol permit application. I asked, do I ever have to acknowledge this again once the charges are dropped? And they said, no. I understood that as in every case, including a pistol permit application, which is the naive part on my behalf. But that's why I said no.
Okay. The question is on page 2. It comes before the criminal history questions, and it's specific to the permit. It says, have you had a firearms permit application, or eligibility certificate of any kind from any, underlined emphasis, jurisdiction in the United States denied, suspended, or revoked? That question's very clear, and it's before the criminal history. So I just want to point that out. The other question I have, do you recall being the subject of a protective order in 2019?
Yes.
The question that the appellant responded to states, within the past 5 years, have you been the subject of a protective order or restraining order issued by a court in a case involving the use, attempted use, or threatened use of physical force against another person, regardless of the outcome or result of any related criminal case? And you said no to that, correct?
Correct.
I have a packet here that I presumably was submitted to the board. We received it from the board, and it has an explanation from the appellant as to the issue as to why he said no to these cases. It also has in the packet a bond form referencing the arrest. When you received this protective order, was it a criminal protective order by a judge?
It was by a judge, yes.
Okay, was the result of a criminal arrest?
It was, I'm not sure of the term, of the definition of criminal, but it was an arrest, yes, on a misdemeanor disorder.
Okay. Can I ask questions about the information that he submitted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Sir, I want to clarify, in your the letter that you submitted to be reviewed by the board, you state that I wasn't even actually arrested. I made an appointment to be booked once the Groton PD called me at work and told me I was being charged. I delivered myself to the police station after my work day was over. Were you brought in and fingerprinted and photographed?
Yes, by saying that I wasn't arrested, I mean I wasn't. They didn't physically get me, put me in a cell, anything like that. I turned myself in. If that falls under arrest, then yes, I was arrested.
I'm just clarifying. You were arrested.
Yes.
That's what that means when you brought in, fingerprinted, and photographed. That's all I have.
Where are we procedurally? The appellant.
Any questions
of the appellant?
No, I thought that's where we were. I think we went.
Yeah. Reading your application and your testimony, hearing your testimony today, I understand that you were confused about the arrest. I get that. You know, was it an arrest? Or even if it was an arrest, did I have to disclose it? And that was most of the substance of your objection. But the pistol permit revocation has nothing to do with an arrest. That's not a judicial proceeding. That's an administrative proceeding based on the Department of Public Safety. So even if you were confused about whether you had to disclose the arrest, I think I agree with the issuing authority. It's pretty clear that the question says, have you ever had your permit revoked? And the answer should have been yes.
Okay.
And I
don't disagree. I just kind of combined it all into, I didn't.
Okay. But you understand that that's not.
I understand
correct.
In hindsight, yes.
Thank you.
Other questions from the board?
Just a question to the issuing authority. So the main grounds are erroneous answers to the application?
Yes. Yes. I mean, at the end of the application, there's a declaration that he swore to. We put great emphasis on the fact that our testimony is under oath, subject to perjury. This was taken under oath with the notary public, and it's very clear where it says, I understand any false statement herein which I do not believe to be true, and which is intended to mislead a public servant in the performance of his or her official function, is punishable by law, Connecticut General Statute 53A157B. I further understand that any statement in this application that is determined to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for the denial of such application, and that's why we denied it.
But there's no recent criminal activity.
Not that we're aware of.
No.
Other questions from the board? Would you like to make a final statement?
just to reiterate that I don't disagree with answering those questions the wrong way, but it wasn't under, there's no ill intent involved. I had no intentions of trying to deceive anybody. It was a misunderstanding on my part because of a previous embarrassing situation that I understood I never had to deal with again, and I obviously made an error in judgment on the application.
I do have a question. When did the protective order expire or
I don't recall exactly, but it wasn't probably after I finished the program. It was a 12-week program, so shortly after that. I don't recall the date, but it was well less than a year, probably within a six-month period.
So 2019, 2020.
Yeah.
Final statement from issuing authority?
I would just say that obviously, we denied the permit based on the fact of how these questions were answered, and we adhere to the process. I think that's important that we adhere to the process. That's why we have it in place. I don't think there's another community in the state of Connecticut that processes more pistol permits based upon the size of their population than our town does. We process a lot. We have a transient community based on our industry and based on the Navy sub-base being there. It seems like everybody that comes through applies for a pistol permit. So we want to be consistent in how we handle these things every time. And we would ask the board to recognize that.
Thank you. Summer?
This is a denial by the Town of Groton Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is the appellant's failure to disclose in his application that he had been the subject of a protective order within the last 5 years, and regarding the question, had he had a pistol permit revoked or denied, the appellant checked no, when in fact he should have checked yes and put down the details of that revocation.
Comments from the board?
What?
Sorry.
I think the issuing authority is entitled to a complete and accurate application. You're very forthcoming with the mistakes and what you put on there. It's unfortunate that it's delayed your process for a year and a half now. So I think you've done your time.
You know, the question regarding the protective order, and I don't have a copy of the application, so I don't know the revision date, but had always been a problem for the board and a problem for appellants. It didn't have the part in it regardless of the outcome of the criminal case. It was just, have you ever been a subject for a protective
order? This version does include that.
Yeah, and because of that was such an issue with appellants, you know, thinking the same thing, they'd acknowledged and dismissed, SLFU or the state police recognized the issue with that question, changed it, so the declaration in it is very specific regardless of the outcome of a case, just to try and help appellants realize by A, the timeline and, you know, the outcome of that case. So it shouldn't be confusing anymore.
I take the appellant at his word that he didn't intend to mislead. However, there is that thing where the issuing authority is entitled to a full and complete and accurate disclosure of possibly disqualifying events. And it, as I say, in my mind, and maybe I'm being too legalistic here, I see the difference between I don't need to list my conviction, having nothing to do with yes, I still have to reveal my revocation of a prior permit. So that's what I'm struggling with.
Dr. Conrad, any other statements from anyone? Time for a vote. Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overton.
I'm going to vote for the issuing authority at this time.
I agree. I will vote for the issuing authority at this time after the period, 12 months, I guess?
He could apply.
There needs to be some penalty for the lack of following correct procedure. So that's why I'm voting to uphold the denial at this point. But if you were to come back with the same explanation next time, I would vote in your favor.
Thank you. Dr. Conrad?
Issuing authority at this time, I'm concerned about the answers and appreciate the town of Groton taking this seriously, especially with the big transient population that you have. I would encourage the appellant, if he chooses, to reapply and to carefully consider the answers to the questions.
And I'll go issuing authority to the firm for really all the same reasons that have been explained.
Did Diane issue? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.